very sharply. And if you are seated outside, please be on your way inside. Again, this is not a night to play with. This is a night to take delivery of everything that God has in store for you. And those who will take delivery of theirs, say a loud amen. Isaiah chapter 40 and in verse 31. Maybe we'll start from verse 28. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the earth from the earth, he fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as the eagles. They shall literally rise. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not be faint. Racing and rising by grace, and this is the rising dimension. Yesterday we saw the racing dimension. Tonight, we shall see the rising dimension. Our objective is to understand the necessity of the rising or the flight. What we are really dealing with is taking flight. The necessity of the rising or the flight. And then we shall understand the secrets of the rising or the flight. The picture I want you to have in your mind is the picture of an aircraft that is on the tarmac first, that is racing on the tarmac. And then, after a while, it takes up and steps into the atmosphere. That is the rising we are talking about. I am not only going to run, I am going to fly. Is there somebody like that? Say a loud amen. I want to say by way of introduction that God's plan and purpose for his people is to dwell literally in the high places of the earth. God has no plan for the low places of the earth for his people. His plan is for his people to dwell in the high places of the earth. In Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 11 to 13. Deuteronomy 32, 11 to 13. He said, As an eagle steareth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them up, beareth them on her wings. So the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. Verse 13. He made him to ride in the low places of the earth. Is that what he said? He made him to ride, to fly, to glide on the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the fields. And he made him to suck honey out of the rock and oil out of the flinty rock. There are people here tonight. People have seen you on the ground level for such a long time. After this nice service, you are taking off into the air. You are taking off in the flight. You believe that? Shout the loudest. Amen. We just read Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31. They that wait on the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as the eagle. And they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah chapter 58 verse 14. Isaiah 58 verse 14. He said then, shall thou delight thyself in the Lord? You shall delight yourself in the Lord. And when you do so, I will cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth and feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. This was the scripture, I believe, that Kenneth Copeland hooked on to believe, to begin to fly his aircraft. Place it on the screen again. Then shall you delight yourself in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth. Somebody, you have been on the ground for too long. Get set. Even if nobody from your father's house has gone up before, you shall be the first one to go up.
even if nobody from your village has gone up before, you shall be the first one to go up. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen.
Isaiah chapter 2 and in verse 2 to 3. Isaiah chapter 2 and in verse 2 to 3. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. I am causing my people to be exalted, to be up, not down, above only, and never beneath. Isaiah chapter 33, verse 15 to 16. Isaiah 33, 15 to 16. He that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly, he that despiseth the gain of oppressions, that shaketh his hands from holding of bribes, that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood, and shutteth his eyes from seeing evil, that man shall dwell on high. His place of defense, he shall not dwell on low. He shall not dwell in the valley. He shall not dwell in the pit. He shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks. Bread shall be given to him, and his waters shall be guaranteed. There is a place you dwell and you cannot know scarcity. There is a place you dwell, you can't know shortage. There is a place you dwell, you can't know hunger. There is a place you dwell, you can't know begging, you can't know borrowing. I am prophesying to somebody here. You are stepping into that place where your waters shall be sure, where your bread shall be guaranteed, where supply shall be sure. You believe it, shout the loudest, amen. Somebody give the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords a big clap and a big shout of praise. A bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. Give him a louder shout of praise. Now you look at Matthew chapter 5 and in verse 14. Matthew chapter 5 and in verse 14. Ye are the light of the corner. A hamlet located in the valley cannot be seen. Is that what the Bible said? Hey! There are people here today that shall rise up and become cities. When a man has a housing estate with 5,000 houses, that is a city. That is a city. There are people here today. What God will do through your life will be equivalent to the work of a city. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Read that passage louder. Say, I am the light of the world. I am a city that is set on a hill. I cannot be hid. Pastor, you can carry such a mantle that when you enter a place, it was not a person that entered the city. It's a city that entered another city. So when a city enters a city, the city stands still. When Rehoboam went to Lagos, it was city that entered city. The whole city gathered. Millions gathered. Hallelujah. From where are you? Oh, South Africa. Okay. Debbie, you're welcome, and your wife. Hallelujah. Is God speaking to someone here at all? A city set on a hill. You have been tolerated for too long as a person. It is now time to become an institution. Today, in the name of Jesus, on this destiny night, God will catapult your life and turn you into a city. Shout yes! Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Ephesians chapter. You want to shout, shout again. Shout louder. Shout loudest. Let your shout be the loudest. Intimidate the devil with your shout. I say, if you don't know who you are, that is not humility. That is bankruptcy of mentality. Give him another shout of victory. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. The spirit of limitation is broken from your life forever. The spirit of limitation, the spirit of stagnation, of frustration, crushed forever. Take your seat, because there are some dangerous things we'll do tonight against the devil. Ephesians chapter 2 and in verse 5 and 6. Ephesians chapter 2 and in verse 5 and 6. Even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace, ye are saved. And has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places. That is where you belong. Heavenly places, not earthly places. Very, very quickly, what is the implication of rising? What does rising or taking flight imply? What does it imply? Number one, it is functioning above ground level. That is, God is saying, I want you to function above ground level. Functioning above earth level. Number two, it means victory over limiting earthbound forces. Victory over limiting earthbound forces. Forces that want to tie you down to the earth. Victory over it makes you to rise, makes you to take flight. Earthbound forces are forces like gravity. Earthbound forces are forces like any other form of resistance, ancestral generational curses that want you to remain on the ground. When we say you are rising, it means you just acquired victory over earthbound forces.
Number three,
it means movement faster than racing speed. Movement faster than racing or conventional speed.
That is, when we say you are rising or you have taken a flight, it means your speed is beyond running. Your speed is beyond walking.
God is saying to some people here, you have been walking for a long time. I want you to run. But for some other people, he says, you have been running for a long time. I want you to take a flight.
I don't know who that person is tonight, but there is a change of speed, a change of gear.
You were not the one. That was why it was too low like that.
If you are the one that is changing gear and changing speed and changing dimensions, your amen will be the loudest.
Give the Lord a shout of victory as you take your seat. What is the necessity of rising or taking flight?
Number one, to achieve higher levels of impact and influence.
Higher levels of impact and influence generationally.
Higher levels of impact and influence generationally. He said, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid.
Matthew 5:14. So if you are up, your influence is heavier than if you are down.
And it is true in real life. A man on the ground is struggling to help himself.
A man on the top in life can help a generation.
Isaiah chapter 2 verse 2 to 3. He says, in the last days the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and exalted above the east, and nations shall flow.
That is, as you fly higher, as you step higher in life, in destiny, in ministry, in assignment, your influence enlarges, your impact multiplies.
To achieve higher levels of impact and influence.
Number two, to function above limiting forces, principalities and powers.
When you step up and you take a flight, you are in the realm where you function above limiting forces, above principalities and powers.
The Bible said in Ephesians chapter 2 and in verse 6, verse 5, he has made us, right, verse 6 now, he has made us, raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places. And where is that? Ephesians 1:20-21, it is far above principalities and powers. Far above, verse 21, above principalities and powers.
So God takes you up so that you can function above principalities and above powers.
Can I prophesy to somebody?
The limit of your influence is expanding tonight.
If your life was only relevant to 100 people, after tonight you will become relevant to at least 1,000 people.
The extent of your impact and influence in your generation is expanding.
And there are people seated here today, the limiting principalities of your father's house that say people should not become anything, you are rising above them tonight. You are rising above them tonight. The limiting principalities of your country, of your nation, you are rising above them tonight.
What we see in this place, this kind of thing you see here, this kind of structure, this kind, all the things you see here, the only place for this country for so many years that it was permitted or it could happen was in the South, right? Anything from the middle up is as if the devil said nothing like this is permitted to happen. Am I communicating? Do you understand what I'm talking about? Whether it is structure, whether it is people,
I'm sure you people are old enough to know what I'm talking about. Whether it is physical structure or whether it is people gathering, it's not permitted. Oh, Lagos plus. Anyway, south area, oh, all right. But come up there, no. And it's like, the up belongs to the other religion. The south belongs to these other people. But that devil is a liar. Both sets of people are in both sides. Am I correct? Both the two major religions here have people in the south and have people in the north. Am I communicating? In fact, there are some southern places where one family have people, some of this religion, some of this other religion, the same father, the same mother. Am I communicating? But in the territory here, embargo broke. Whatever the enemy said could not be achieved was overachieved. And the devil has seen nothing yet. That is the bad news for the devil. Anything that is a limitation in your territory, a limitation in your family, you are going above it tonight. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. You are going above it tonight. Take your seat in the presence of God. What this is happening is, you have potential, but you lack expression because of limitation. Your life seems to be covered. Beauty, you are beautiful. But husband, no way. That is ending tonight. Wisdom and divine ideas you have. Connections you have. But money for where? That devil is a bastard. Today it is ending. Preaching, you can preach. Testimonies are taking place. But people, where are they? That devil is a bastard. That embargo is breaking tonight. You are going above the shadows. I'm going higher, yes I am. I am going higher today. I am going higher, yes I am. Going with Jesus to stay. I am going above. Into the presence. Into the presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, yes, oh, yes. I'm going higher today. I'm going higher, yes, I am. Going with Jesus to say. I'm going above the shadow into the presence of God. Into the presence of the Lord. I'm going higher today. Sing it two more times. I'm going higher, yes I am. I'm going higher today. I'm going higher, yes I am. Into the presence of God. Into the presence of Jesus. I'm going higher today.
Sing it one more time.
I am going higher. Yes, I am. I'm going higher today. I'm going higher. Yes, I am. Going with Jesus to stay. Into the presence of God. Into the presence of Jesus.
shout a praise.
Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Give him a louder shout of victory. What is the necessity of rising or taking flight to function above limiting forces, principalities, and powers? Number three, to achieve, to get more goal achieved in a shorter time. More goal achieved in a shorter time. To get more done in a short time. Compare traveling by road to Lagos versus traveling by flight. By the time you have reached Lagos from Abuja here, you have reached Lagos. The person who left Abuja town is just around a place called Abaji. He has not reached Lokoja yet. You are getting so much done, and the man is battling with how to survive the journey for 7, 8, 9 hours. Is that right? Oh, it's 11 hours, depending on the road. You get more done when you are in the air. Aye. Somebody is leaving the ground level. Hey! Somebody is taking off from the ground level. You have wasted too much time on the ground. You have wasted too much time on the ground. You have wasted too much time on the ground. You have wasted too much time on the ground. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. What is the necessity of rising or taking flight? Number four. To get more done with minimal stress. To get more done with minimal stress. That is the stressless accomplishment of life's goals and visions from up. Again, the comparison I just gave to you now. 9 hours, 11 hours, 8 hours on the road. Bad road. By the time you are through with those number of hours, how do you compare your level of refreshing with someone who just took a flight, flew in first class, and just took a nap and landed in 1 hour, refreshed straight to whatever office he was going to do business? The ground is too stressful. The ground is too tiring. Maybe why you are too tired is because you are just localized on the ground. Somebody came here during the construction of this building. He said you are so fresh and so relaxed as if nothing is happening. He expected me to be under so much pressure. Just calm, smiling and walking on the sides. Thousands of, hundreds of laborers. At a point, I think it got up to thousands. Working, money paid to them in millions every day for labor. And you are just moving and just stresslessly enjoying your life. Just moving about. Millions daily for labor. This facility now, maintaining it in a month, this one, can build like 2 churches. Yes. Maintenance. You don't want to hear about electricity and diesel cost. You don't want to hear about it. If I tell you, you will shout. If you hold 20 million, you haven't neared it. Yes. Yes. That is calculated. Just calculated. that is purchased from source plus. Now, I just said some little things so that nobody will faint. And everything is just happening, no stress. The ground is too tiring. The ground is too stressful. Somebody ready to go up, shout, I am going up. Walk to several people, tell them, I am going up. I'm going up, I'm going up. See, I am tired of being tired. Say to somebody, say, I am going up, I'm going up, I'm going up, I'm going up. Say, I am tired of being tired. Somebody must say, I am going up, I'm going up, I'm going up. Then shout it louder. I am tired of being tired. That is why you must go up. Let me tell you one more thing. And this one is very exciting. Why must you go up? Take your seat. Because we go up to access supply cheaply. Supply is cheap and easy up. How is that so, Pastor? Isaiah chapter 33. And in verse 15 and verse 16, where we read earlier on, he said, he shall dwell on high. And that high place is also is his place of defense, which is the munition of the rock. In that high place, bread shall be given him. In that high place, waters are sure. I am tired of struggling for supply. I want to exist in the realm where supply is sure. What are the one we read in Deuteronomy 32 and in verse 11? He said, when I go up high, 32, and as an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. So the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. And then he made him to ride in the high place of the earth. Now something is consistent when you go high, that he might eat the increase of the field. If he is in the low places, who dash monkey banana? He will go up that he may eat. He might eat the increase of the fields in the high place. And he made him to suck honey out of the rock and oil out of the flinty rock. Ay, 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 ay. Ola, 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 ola. Scarcity and hunger is what is on the ground level. Shortage. You also read in Isaiah 58 verse 14. He will feed him. He will feed him. Isaiah 58 verse 14. Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride on the high places of the earth, and then I will feed you with the heritage. If ever you locate the high places, your own hunger has ended. That he might feed him with the heritage of Jacob, his father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. This is too sweet. No wonder the drunkard said, the higher you go, the cooler it becomes. Hallelujah. I'm sure you heard the story of that drunkard. The higher you go, the cooler it becomes. He was singing and coming. And two other drunkards were arguing before he arrived. This thing up here, is this the sun or the star? They saw the moon in the night. They said, is this the sun or the star? And they were arguing. And this one was going, the higher you go, the cooler it becomes. When he arrived, they said, bros, there is an argument. This thing, is it the sun or the star? The first question he asks is, where is it? Where is it? When they assisted his head, so he can look up. After he looked for a while, he said, please, I'm so sorry. I don't live in this area. He needs to live in the area to know the moon. He's not familiar with the terrain. Because there are only some places where the moon exists and not in some places. Right? But see what the other one was singing. The higher you go, the cooler it becomes. The ground is too hot. It's too tight. Most times when you want to travel, they say there is no seat on the aircraft. Ask again, what of first class? There is, most times there is a seat there. It's only the money that will determine you're sitting there. Hallelujah. In Job chapter 39, I believe it is in verse 19. Has thou given the horse his strength? Has thou clothed his neck with thunder? Can thou make him afraid as a grasshopper? The glory of his nostrils is terrible. He poured in the valley and rejoiced in his strength. He goeth to meet the armed man. He mocketh at fear. Keep going. And the quiver rattled. Now move to verse 27. Does the eagle mount up at your command? Or does a make her nest on high? She dwelleth and abideth on the rock. Upon the crag of the rock. On the strong place. From there, he seeketh the prey. From the high place, it is easy to locate food. It is easy to see supply. He seeketh the prey. And her eyes behold afar off. From this moment forward, as God is taking you up to the top, what is yours, you shall not miss it. Can you say amen like a believer? A louder believer's amen. What is yours? You shall not miss it. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer.
What is yours?
You shall not miss it. Finally, why do we need to go up? Is that number six? This is very sweet. To deal brutally and decisively with the enemy from a position of advantage. To deal brutally and deal decisively with the enemy from a vantage position. I'm sure you know of the eagle and the serpent. There is nothing the eagle hates like the serpent. From where it flies, the eagle will dive into the sea, into the water, to the earth, and pick the serpent and start squeezing it from the head. That's an eagle there chewing snake. Like chewing gum. See how easy it is. The most poisonous part of the snake is the one inside its mouth. Hello. One of the things that I like to see at some time is the operation of animals. It's very instructive at times. Dives. This one is just plain. The other one will carry it to the top of the rock and hold it. He will put his one leg here, one leg there, and then use his beak to thoroughly chew the head. He starts eating from the head. Licks the snake poison. I'm sure it is his vitamin. He cannot kill it. Vitamin S, vitamin snake. Am I communicating? From the high place, you deal decisively. Ask military people. The artillery are doing their work. The infantry is doing their work. The armored people are doing their work. But when the battle mature, let some fighter aircraft come from above. When they release their exhaust, the release of it is disaster. I was talking with a fighter pilot some years ago who was in a war field. He passed through the place like twice or thrice. His passage is wastage. Do you understand what I'm saying? That is why I believe that if our country wants to finish banditry, it's cheap. They can geolocate them anywhere they are and from the air raise them. But God will help us in a short time to come. And this evil will be over. That is the power of being, of fighting from up. From the air. Air power. Air power. Air power. Air power. No matter how much of anti-aircraft rifle or gun they have, by the time they bombard them from multiple sides, both they and their guns are gone. Tonight, air power. Air power. Tonight we shall use air power. Anybody ready to use that? And we shall devastate some devils, some witches, some agents of darkness. Let me announce to you, before the next 1 week, Jehovah God is going to give somebody a testimony. We are the agents of the devil that will not let you rest. Spilay to rest. Say the amen like a believer. Within another 10 minutes we shall pray. Are you ready to pray? This is not normal prayer. It's brutal, judgmental prayer. Are you ready for it? Alright, take your seat. Having said all of that, very, very quickly, what are the secrets of rising and taking flight? One, being born again. Being born again. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5 to verse 6, he said, even when we were dead in sins, he has quickened us together with Christ. By grace, he has saved. And he raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. If you are not saved, you don't have the ticket to fly. Born again is flight ticket. It's our ticket to take off. And if you are here tonight, or watching via the satellite, the internet, anywhere you may be watching, you are going to say to Jehovah today, I want to be saved. I want to be born again. I want to be totally free from the agenda of the enemy. And I want you to come into my life. And that will be done. Number two, secret of taking flight is the vision of the future. Write a vision. Make it plain that he may run and read at it. We just read also just now that the secret of the eagle's flight is his vision. He said from the top of the rock he seeth the prey afar. We read that in Job 39 from verse 25 just now. The secret of the eagle, what makes it fly high is because it sees far. If you can see very far, you will fly very high. Let God show you what he has in store for you ahead of you. When your vision is limited, your flight is limited. If you can see very far, you fly very high. The vision of the future. Number three is divine direction. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31 shows us how the eagle mount up with wings. And then Isaiah chapter Job 39 verse 27, from verse 25, how the eagle sits on the rock. On that rock, according to documentaries about the eagle, it monitors the current of the wind, observes the direction in which the wind is coming, and then he aligns with that direction and takes off to his high places. And the wind, like you know, is the Holy Spirit. On the day of Pentecost, there came the sound of a rushing mighty wind. Acts chapter 2 verse 1, and then Romans chapter 8 verse 14, as many as are led by that wind, by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Every area where you need divine direction, marital area, financial area, career area, business area, ministry area, where you need divine direction. Direction is coming your way right now. You are a believer, shout the loudest amen. You are a believer, shout the loudmost amen. Divine direction is the secret of taking flight. Number four is waiting on the Lord. Waiting on the Lord. They that wait on the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as the eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. When waiting on the Lord becomes a lifestyle, not just what you do because of emergencies, but you, like Kenneth Hagin calls it, the fasted life. The fasted life. When it becomes a lifestyle. Then you are practically breaking the forces that tie you down. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say the Lord must say amen. You remember during one of those waitings on the Lord, where the abdomen, instead of being flat like this, went all the way like this. Just like this. He became afraid. What is this? Do you understand what I'm saying? He just went all the way. Became a challenge. Challenge for it to come out normal. Breaking powers. Say, this kind goeth not but by prayer. Matthew 17:21. Any kind that wants to tie your destiny down, today their power is broken. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Say a believer's amen. Waiting on the Lord. Number 5 is the consecrational life. The life of consecration. Where we read at first, it said there was no strange God with Israel. Before he could take them up as the eagle in Deuteronomy 32:11. So the Lord alone did lead him. Verse 12 now, and there was no strange God with him. That is, if you want God to take you high, there must be no other thing in your life that is God in your life. There was no strange God in him. And you remember Isaiah 33:16-17, he said, from verse 15 first, he said, he that walketh upright, righteously, and speaketh uprightly, that despiseth the gain of oppressions, that shaketh his hands from holding of bribes, the man that stops his ears from the hearing of blood, is describing a man who is separating himself from unrighteousness, ungodliness, and shutteth his eyes from seeing evil. That man shall dwell on high. It's not everybody that can dwell on high. It is those who are separated from wrong, who are separated from strange gods. If there is any strange god in your life tonight, you want to go up, give it up. Hallelujah. Somebody is going up tonight. If you are that one, shout the loudest amen. If you are that one, shout the loudest amen. If you are that one, shout amen at the top of your voice. If there is something you are going to do that will make you to finally leave the ground level tonight, are you going to do it? Are you going to do it? All right? And I don't want any movement up and down now within the next, let's say, 15, 20 minutes. Because something is about to break. Are you ready to do it? I like you to fight like Jacob fought that midnight. And he wrestled until something broke. Are you ready to do it? I want you to cue into this prophetic season of this commission. This prophetic season of the birth of the vision. This prophetic season. Let something break in your life. And if you are going to go high and higher and higher, you jump on your feet with a loud shout of hallelujah. Take your seat 1 minute so that you can do it well. You want to go high and high, and you want to bring some devils down and some forces that won't let you rest. You want to go high and bring them down. You want to pick some snakes from up. Some pythons, some serpents, want to crush their head. Stand up with a shout of victory. A louder shout of victory. The loudmost shout of victory. Lift up your 2 hands. As we take this song, I'm hearing a second shout, a delayed shout.
Shout the loudest, hallelujah.
As we take this song, I am going higher. Yes, I am. Everyone here today who want to put away strange God, strange lifestyle, to make Jesus Lord over your life, to be genuinely born again, so that you can leave the floor and go up, to quit smoking, quit drinking, quit womanizing, quit lying, quit cheating, quit duping, quit masturbation, quit gambling, and to quit uncleanness. Any lifestyle, anything that makes your conscience unclean. Please, this is not a time to go to the restroom. Hold on just 1 minute. Let me at least finish the altar call, so you don't give confusing signals. God bless you. Anybody who is in that category, and you are saying, Pastor, I want to make my ways right with Jesus, quickly pick your Bibles and pick your bags from the ground floor, first gallery, second gallery. Don't let the distance stop you. Pick your bags and your things and quickly rush forward here as we take that song, I am going higher. Yes, I am.
I'll give you the count of 10. 1. Just a minute. While that song is on, yes, come forward. As you are coming, come with your Bibles and come with your bags. Don't be the last to come, be the first to come. I'll give you the count of 10. 1. I'm going, the rest of us, go ahead in celebrating that song.
I'm going higher today.
2.
I'm going higher, yes I am. Only with Jesus today.
3.
I'm going above the shadow. Into the presence of God.
4.
Of Jesus, I'm going higher today. Going higher.
5.
I'm going higher, yes I am. I'm going higher today. I'm going higher, yes I am.
6.
Going with Jesus today. I'm going above the shadows.
7.
Into the presence of God. To the presence of Jesus.
Hey.
I'm
hallelujah.
Into the presence of Jesus, I'm going higher today.
Those of us standing, please don't just stand. Dance with the song. Those still coming forward, I'm expecting you. I'll give you another count of 5. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus? You have given your life to Christ before, but you want to do it again. I'll give you another count of 5. 1.
I'm going higher, yes I am.
2.
I'm going higher today.
3.
I'm going higher, yes I am.
4.
Going with Jesus today.
5.
I'm going above the shadows.
6.
Into the presence of God.
Hallelujah.
Into the presence of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Stand up on your feet, everybody, everywhere you are. Those in the front here, God bless you. And they are still coming. Place your right hand on your chest. Now stretch your hands towards them, please, people. And pray this prayer with me. Say after me, Lord Jesus. Say it louder, Lord Jesus. Louder, Lord Jesus. I am a sinner in need of your help. Jesus, come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, I receive it. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare this hold of the enemy broken. Grace to live for God be released upon you. In Jesus' name, amen.